I'm Ross Reynolds. This is KUOW Seattle. The drug maker Amgen is the largest biotech employer in Seattle. The California-based company announced yesterday that it's shutting down operations here in Seattle and Bothell. That means nearly 660 people are expected to lose their jobs. To find out what that means for Seattle's biotech sector, Luke Timmerman joins us. He's a biotechnology journalist, also former editor at Xconomy.com. Luke, thanks for coming back. We appreciate it.
Good to be here. Thanks.
So why is Amgen closing down its operations here?
So Amgen is cutting more than 2,000 jobs company-wide as part of an effort to corral its R&D spending. They, like a lot of big biotech companies, spend a lot of money on research and development and haven't had a whole lot to show for it in recent years. So this is one way to cut costs.
Now, what about their workers? Are they going to be able to find work here in other biotech companies?
Unlikely, because Seattle has struggled to develop the kind of critical mass that would enable it to absorb 660 people all at once. There aren't very many big, successful companies like Amgen with lots of open jobs to fill.
I'm talking to biotech journalist Luke Timmerman. Biotech is notoriously volatile. We've seen companies open and close before here. Is this is just as par for the course?
Yeah, this sort of thing does happen. And you could take a long view here and say Amgen's Seattle operation had a good long run for more than a decade. They contributed to an important osteoporosis drug that Amgen came out with a couple years ago and has done pretty well. The Seattle group developed Enbrel way back at Immunex, and that's the second best-selling drug in the world today with more than $8 billion in sales. So this was a very talented, productive crew for a long time. But Amgen, as I say, is under some pressure to cut its R&D costs. There's not as much in the pipeline that investors like these days, and this is what the company sees it needs to do to maintain its profits.
Are we seeing the same kind of shrinkage in some of the other biotech centers around the country, other cities that aspire to be the center of this business?
Yes and no. You're seeing a realignment. And if you notice in the Amgen press release, they say that they are going to move some workers to San Francisco and Boston, while they are closing centers in Washington State and in Colorado. And this is part of a larger trend you're seeing. There's been a consolidation of biotech talent and investment in those two East Coast, West Coast hubs.
And what does that say for Seattle's aspirations to be this big biotech hub? Is it seeping away?
Well, Seattle still has a great fundamental investment in research at the University of Washington, the Fred Hutch Cancer Center, and a few other institutes. That is still here, and that is the bedrock for any biotech industry. So as long as you have that, you have the potential to develop new drugs and diagnostics that you can build an industry around. And there are a number of small companies that have raised money recently through IPOs and through big venture capital investments. So there are things happening here that are quite exciting, but there's not a huge mass. This morning I checked online and there are about 120 to 150 open job openings in this area for biotech people. And so
I'm no mass whiz, but with 660 people losing their jobs, someone's going to get caught short here.
That's right. So they're not all going to find work here locally. Many people will choose to move.
Luke Timmerman, thank you so much for coming by. We really appreciate it.
Great to be here.
Biotech journalist, and also you may have read him in Xconomy. This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.